It's better over here.
After investing billions to light up our network, T-Mobile is America's largest 5G network. Plus, right now, you can switch, keep your phone, and we'll pay it off up to $800. See how you can save on every plan versus Verizon and AT&T at T-Mobile.com/keep and switch.
Up to 4 lines via virtual prepaid card. Allow 15 days. Qualifying unlocked device, credit, service, ported 90 plus days with device and eligible carrier and timely redemption required. Card has no cash access and expires in 6 months.
The Daily Migs Show presents the most popular radio game on this side of the speaker. Let's play Beat Migs.
Beat Migs, don't be a loser.
No, I sure am, because we made it. It's Friday.
Friday, motherfucking Friday. Everybody's ready for the weekend.
It's Friday. Oh, it's Friday. Everybody's looking forward to the weekend.
Yeah. Be aggressive.
Wow.
Let's go, Hawks.
Aggressive.
Be aggressive.
So, for all of those who can't see, we will definitely be posting video of that. But Taryn just whipped out her pom poms.
That's not a euphemism.
No.
HR. We don't want to get in trouble.
That would have been more thrilling than what just happened. No, just kidding.
She's jumping so much, I was a little worried they weren't going to pop out.
I know, right? Wow, that was impressive. She did a high kick and everything.
That was the greatest Beat Migs cheer I've ever seen.
Ever.
Where did those pom-poms even come from?
Oh, she's not in here.
Sarah and I brought some of our high school, you know, things in a couple weeks ago. Sarah brought her tap dancing shoes. Sarah brought her tap dancing shoes, and I brought my pom-poms.
Did I miss show and tell at Ballard High School?
You know, Taryn and I are going to start a little cheer dance team.
Yeah.
Well, good luck to you guys.
Thank you so much. We need it, clearly. Let's get to James in Olala. James,
ooh,
are you there?
Yes.
James, were you listening to the cheat sheet on the men's room around 5:40 yesterday?
I missed it yesterday.
Ooh, that's okay.
You know what? That's okay. It's an even playing field. Steve, it's time for you to get out of here.
Bye-bye.
Maybe if James wins, Taryn will pull out her pom-poms again and give you a little cheer.
I will absolutely be cheering for James.
Well, for those playing at home, James has 60 seconds to answer 10 questions. You can pass all you want, but you only get 3 guesses per question. Are you ready?
Yes, let's go.
What color house does the president live in?
White.
Yes. Oh, My Chemical Romance has the hit song, Welcome to the Black What?
Pass.
What insurance company slogan says, it's on your side?
Nationwide.
Correct. The first balloon in the Macy's Thanksgiving Day Parade was what cartoon cat?
Garfield.
No.
Pass.
What singer has the most 2025 Grammy nominations?
Taylor Swift.
No. Good guess, though.
Pass.
Which country has the most number of U.S. states bordering it?
Canada.
Correct. Who played Kevin in the holiday movie Home Alone?
Macaulay Culkin.
Yes. What pastry is phyllo sheets stuffed with nuts and honey?
Excuse
me? How many dollars is in a roll of dimes?
Five.
Correct.
Woo!
And with that, James, you get 5 right.
All right. I'm gonna bring out my good luck pom-poms.
Come on, bring them out.
Let's
shake
go, James.
I'm on James's side, but I'm nervous. Steve seems to be in the zone.
No. Here he comes.
Steve will get no cheer
for him. Here he comes.
Why does he get this?
It's the champ. We're going to see him wrestle tonight, so he needs the music. Let's go. SOS Pro Wrestling, Edison Square. A couple people did text, want to know where to get info, and it's just sosprowrestling.com. Most of us from the show will be there, except for one party pooper.
She's so mad.
Oh, my gosh.
Yeah, she won't be bringing her pom-poms because she won't be there. How sad. Steve, are you ready?
Oh, yeah!
What color house does the president live in? You'll never know. You'll never guess it. It's really hard.
Shot in the dark, but maybe white.
Oh my goodness, you're so smart. Yes. My Chemical Romance has the hit song Welcome to the Black What?
Parade.
Correct. What insurance company slogan is says it's on your side?
Nationwide.
Is on your side. Yes. The first balloon in the Macy's Thanksgiving Day Parade was what cartoon cat?
Is there like a weird theme going from white to black to parade to then this one? Never mind.
Wow.
Garfield?
No.
Jerry?
No.
Cat. Heathcliff?
No. Damn. What singer has the most 2025 Grammy nominations?
Beyonce.
Correct. Which country has the most number of U.S. states bordering it?
Canada.
Yes. Who played Kevin in the holiday movie Home Alone?
Macaulay Culkin.
Yes. What pastry is phyllo sheets stuffed with nuts and honey?
What?
What pastry is phyllo sheets stuffed with nuts and honey?
Phyllo sheets?
Phyllo.
I don't know, baklava?
Yes, you do know, yes.
Isn't it pronounced phyllo?
I thought it was phyllo.
I think she's right, because it's phyllo dough.
Yeah, come on. I didn't realize that question sounds so dirty.
Well, you said phyllo and nuts. I don't know.
And stuffed.
Just waiting for the word D's to be put in the middle of it all.
Anyway, Steve, you got 7 correct, which is a win 7-5. Sorry, James.
Another one bites the dust. Another one bites the dust.
One you both missed, the first balloon in the Macy's Thanksgiving Day Parade. Yes, it's a cat.
You know, Felix. Felix the cat.
Yep. Mm-hmm. Oh, Felix the cat. That makes sense.
The first ever balloon, which I think, personally, the Macy's Thanksgiving Day Parade is the best and only good thing about Thanksgiving. So I'm very excited about it.
See, my wife gets really fired up for the Thanksgiving Day Parade. I have to make sure I DVR it just in case that she's busy so she can watch it. And I get it. I do enjoy the floats.
Did you ever go to it, Steve, when you lived in New York?
Hell no.
Yeah, that's the worst thing you could possibly do on Thanksgiving.
In
the
cold,
waiting out there. You got to get a good spot so you can't use a bathroom. It's like New Year's Eve and Thanksgiving Day Parade are two things I would never do, even when I was growing up.
I want to do both of those things so bad in New York, but no one wants to do them with me.
No, because most of your friends realize how awful of an experience it would be.
Yeah, George does too. So if anyone wants to out there, let me know.
A great experience, though, would be coming to Live Night to hang with us. And Rockaholics, it's happening on December 13th at Showbox Soda, where everything is performed live in front of the audience.
And just like today, it's going to be a Blue Friday, and we're going to have Walter Jones joining us at Live Night. So he's going to be at the Showbox with us, Showbox Soda. So if you're a big Seahawks fan, come hang out with Big Walt and us.
Get your tickets now at KISW.com. Yesterday was a random coincidental day for both Migs and myself. Both of us got our oil changed. Both at a different Kia dealership.
Woo!
Both for a Sportage.
Whoa, man.
And both of us had hilarious run-ins with listeners. So what happened, we will tell you after Rush.
The Daily Mix Show.
Like the responsible auto owners that we are, Steve Miggs and I both got our oil changed yesterday.
Kind of funny that we both had them scheduled for yesterday.
Yes, both at Kia dealerships, different dealerships. And Miggs, you were at Kia of Puyallup.
Right, so you're rocking Kia of Everett.
Yeah.
I was in Kia of Puyallup, went and brought my Sport. We both have Sportages. I think they're both 2023s, and this wasn't even intentional.
Wow.
It's with such dorks.
We are.
Yeah, it's pretty weird. Granted, different colors at least. So we're unique
less
in that
weird.
Way, guys. But so usually when I go there, I drop it off and then I sit on the comfortable couch and I fall asleep.
Do you fall asleep on purpose or
does
it happen
on
accident?
No, I pull out my phone and I try and watch some shows, but like within, I'd say 5 minutes, because it's by the end, it's like 1 o'clock in the afternoon when I go there and I'm kind of tired. I just drove that long haul from Seattle to Puyallup. So I just sit back and you know what? I never fight it though. I'm like, screw it. If I fall asleep, I fall asleep. I'll wake up eventually. I don't usually sleep for more than an hour. So all of a sudden, and the last time I had my oil changed, I woke up to our friend Penelope, the OnlyFans model. Wasn't a dream. This was a reality. Like, there she was. And she's just like, are you Steve? I'm like, yeah. Who are you? And she's like, I'm Penelope. I was like, oh, that's funny. You just woke me up. I'm sorry. That was awkward. But... So this time, I'm all of a sudden I hear, Steve, hey, Steve, hey, Steve. I'm like, huh? And he's like, your car is ready. And it was another dude that was just sitting on the couch.
They were probably calling your name, and this guy's like, I think it's Sleepy Man.
Turns out he knew me because he's a listener. And he's just like, he didn't want to bug me, but he also heard them calling my name. So I was like, oh, thanks. And as I was leaving, I'm like, hey, thanks for waking me up.
so I didn't have to stay here longer. He's like, yeah, I'm a big fan of the show. I think his name was Travis, if I remember correctly. But he was awesome dude. Really nice guy. But I was just like, of course. Both times, I fall asleep. Both times, I'm being I'm woken up by listeners of the show.
Well, I had
pretty
to do,
on brand.
Oh, for sure.
Yeah,
I had to do an oil change, and then I got some maintenance done, and so it was going to be a couple hours for me at Kia of Everett. And shout out to Nick and the crew there that took great care of me. But I knew I was going to have a few hours to kill, so I thought, well, I'll just look for a local nail salon on Everett Mall Way and walk down there,
living the soccer mom dream,
right? So I and Nick told me, he's like, if you need a ride anywhere, we can give you a ride, and then we can pick you up afterwards if you want to go kill some time. And I'm like, you know what?
Oh, that's awesome.
Well, that's what I thought too. But I thought, you know, I'm going to get my steps in today. I'll walk.
It would be funny if you're like, I got to get to Portland. Can you give me a lift?
So I start walking, and all of a sudden the skies open up, and it just starts dumping, and like sheets of rain. And I had a coat on, but it was not really like a raincoat. So it's immediately just soaking into my entire body. I get to this nail salon, and they're like, oh my God, would you like a hot coffee? Yes, please, I would like a hot coffee. And I just sat there and dried out for, you know, an hour, got my nails done. But then I remembered that I could get a ride back. So I called the dealership.
How far is this place?
I was like, you know, like 10, 13 minute walk, something like that.
Okay, so just a couple minutes in a drive.
But it was still pouring, and I'm not walking back. My coat is still soaked. I'm wet. I don't want to do that again. So they send a lift to pick me up.
Say, hey, can you guys come pick me up? I'm wet, and I need a lift.
So they sent a lift to pick me up, and I get into the lift, and they're listening to the men's room.
Aww. That's awesome.
Yeah, so we started talking about KISW, and the guy was a big fan of the men's room, but he hates our show, so.
Oh, no, that's great. Don't give him a shout out. I'm an Uber guy, after all.
It was awesome, though. It was awesome. And, yeah.
Wait, so I thought they were, like, sending, like, somebody who works at the dealership to come grab you, because they have, you know, they have a couple cars that they
can. Courtesy cars.
Right, right.
No, they sent a Lyft. They sent me my own driver.
That's awesome.
It was fantastic. And now my car's running great, just in time to go to Portland tonight.
Have fun there.
While you have fun in Tacoma.
We will.
Something else exciting happening tonight is the Mike Tyson versus Jake Paul fight on Netflix. We have no idea how this is going to shake loose. It's going to be crazy.
No, everybody has an opinion, which is fun to see on the internet.
Oh, yeah. So that means we're going to have to go straight to the comments at 8:20.
Yes, the Daily Mix Show. It's better over here.
AT&T customers, switching to T-Mobile has never been easier. We'll pay off your existing phone and give you a new one free. All on America's largest 5G network. Visit T-Mobile.com/carrierfreedom to switch today.
Payoff up to $650 via virtual prepaid MasterCard in 15 days. Free phone up to $830 via 24 monthly bill credits plus tax. Qualifying port-in trade-in service on Go5G Next and credit required. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance and required finance agreement is due.
Everyone knows social media is a time suck, and what you're about to hear proves it. If it's online, someone, somewhere has an opinion and is whining about it. So let's get straight to the comments.
Tonight is finally the Mike Tyson versus Jake Paul fight on Netflix, and we have no idea how this is going to end up. It could be a total chaotic night.
It's unheard of. A 58-year-old man who used to be, just a killer in the ring, but still has speed, still in great shape, but is also 58 years old, almost 60, taking on this knucklehead.
Young punk
who's just, I don't know if they're drug testing, but he looks a little swollen.
Beefy.
Yes.
So you know who does know how this is going to shake out is the internet. So,
dude, you're right.
We should definitely go straight to the comments.
I feel like the majority of my posts on social media right now are somebody sharing their opinion. I'm actually being entertained by just hearing what everyone's thinking. So we sent some of these posts to our production director, Jason, and said, hey, pick out some of your favorite and reenact them however you'd like. And he did just that. And he decided to reenact them as if Mike Tyson was reading these.
Oh, no.
So we're going to send these to Mike Tyson, and he's going to come to Seattle and beat the crap out of Jason.
Yeah. Oh, God, yes.
Are you ready for the first comment?
Yeah.
As read to us by Mike Tyson?
Yes.
Will old man Tyson be wearing the pins? One punch from Mike is going to make Jake Paul and Mike Tyson poop themselves.
I will say, I appreciate that it's not one punch from Jake Paul is going to make him poop himself. It's going to be the punch that he throws. Does.
Right, he's going to hit him so hard that he's going to crap himself while Jake Paul's... Okay, here's our next comment.
Joke Paul's going out on a stretcher. I am Storm Cometh.
Joke Paul?
Instead of Jake
That's
Paul.
Very, That's... very creative.
He's doing a great job of being a heel, like being the bad guy. I mean, maybe it just comes natural for him, but he is, I think the entire world is pulling for Mike Tyson.
Yeah.
Except for maybe Logan Paul and the Paul, and maybe even the parents are kind of like, we want to see our son get smacked around a little bit.
Nope, would not get in there with Iron Mike, not for $1 million. Still too fast.
Some of the clips I've seen, some of them I question if they were like maybe sped up by like a tenth of a percent or something like that. You know, like that some of them looked like even the trainer was moving fast, but then they showed some recent ones with the trainer and he did not look like he was moving fast and Mike Tyson was flying.
Wow.
This is going to be fun.
This is not a fight. It's a show. Jake Paul is a joke.
You know that I feel like the world is either going to be like, that was amazing, it was awesome to see Mike Tyson again, or everyone's going to be like, we got duped.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Like, is it going to be one of those, is it going to be predetermined? Is it going to be a lot of like, you know, just grabbing and hugging and holding and nobody's really going to try and beat each other up?
That also sounds like what might happen tonight at your wrestling match.
That's the nice thing. You have two choices. Either on the national level, you can watch a predetermined fight, or you can come locally and see some predetermined fights at Edison Square in Tacoma for SOS Pro Wrestling. A couple more comments about Mike Tyson, as read to us by Mike Tyson.
Pray for Jake Paul. Not that he's going to win anything, just that he makes it out alive.
Alive.
Yeah, so 58, I don't want to take a punch from Mike Tyson.
Hell no.
No.
That just sounds like your skull is going to be crushed.
If I want to watch an old man fight, I'll go to Old Country Buffet when someone grabs the last lobster tail out of Edwin's geriatric hand.
Why is his name Edwin? It doesn't sound like an old man.
So you're going to be in the wrestling ring.
Yes.
I'm going to be at a 40th birthday party.
Yes.
What are we going to do? Watch on our phones?
Yes. I plan on watching. I'm probably good because, I mean, it starts at 5. There's probably going to be a crap ton of, like, preliminary stuff. I think there's some good fights. I mean, it's at AT&T Stadium in Dallas. I mean, that holds, like, over 100,000, I think, when you have a ring in the middle. Like, it's going to be a lot of people there. I don't know what time that fight's actually going to start. Probably closer to 8. So I'm hoping I can watch it on my phone. If not, I'll just watch the clips that end up on social media.
Get the cliff notes.
Yeah.
Hey, you remember Pamela Anderson, of course.
Yes.
You know, the woman who once starred in Baywatch.
Yes.
You know, the woman who had a sex tape with Tommy Lee.
Yes.
Well, that same woman could potentially win an Academy Award this year for a movie that she is in.
Wow.
We're going to tell you what's trending after Nirvana.
The Daily Mix Show. The Daily Mix Show.
We know that many of you are just waking up, you're just starting your morning, and you're trying to keep up on the world of pop culture going into the weekend, and there's so much happening. We're here to help you out and tell you what's trending.
What's trending on the Daily Mix Show? What's trending? Let's go! Let's go!
Pamela Anderson plays an aging Las Vegas showgirl in a movie called The Last Showgirl.
Sold.
In. Say less.
Take my money. Can I watch this at home?
So this was shown at
a... That did not sound the way I meant for it to come out. Sure. I'm too lazy to go to a theater. This isn't a Pamela Anderson moment.
Oh, boy. Oh, boy.
I promise.
So this film was recently shown at a film festival, and immediately Oscar buzz is happening.
Really?
For Pamela's performance. And it could be one of those fabulous comeback stories for her. Here is part of the trailer.
Places, please. For the final performance of the Razzle Dazzle.
I mean, Las Vegas used to treat us like movie stars. Costumes. Sets. We were ambassadors for style and grace. The Las Vegas showgirl.
I don't know. I mean, the trailer, it's hard to tell. I mean, maybe that's good acting. I have no idea. I need to see the whole product, but I'm rooting for her.
I
know
that
sounds silly to say, but I love when, like, there's, like, that comeback story, and maybe with her, like, there really wasn't ever a story of her being a good actress, no offense. Like, that would be freaking amazing.
I'm all for that. Did you watch her documentary, Pamela,
no,
A Love Story?
I didn't. I don't care that much.
Makes me root for her even more.
I watched her other documentary.
With Tommy Lee.
With Tommy Lee. I watched that one, too.
So good.
Where he's steering the boat without his hands.
Yeah.
Impressive.
Select theaters will have the movie The Last Showgirl on December 13th, nationwide January 10th.
So a question for you then, because I think if this happens, this is like the ultimate comeback story for her, or it's the ultimate redemption story. Can you think of like a time where like you saw a great movie comeback? Because two popped into my mind when you were talking about Pamela Anderson. First one being John Travolta. Kind of, you know, he was obviously on top of the world at one point when he was younger. And then like the Look Who's Talking, arguable. I thought they were great, but some people thought this is where he started going downhill.
I love those movies.
Same. They were freaking amazing. But then he came back in full force with Pulp Fiction.
Oh, yeah.
And it was like a career resurgence. And the other one, I don't know if it was a career resurgence after this, but he was kind of a joke Mickey Rourke for a while. And then he did that movie, The Wrestler. And people were like, holy crap, this is an incredible film. And
those are two good calls.
And he crushed it.
I love that.
What about you? Do you have any that you can think of? Anyone?
Put me on the spot, Steve.
You guys always tell me, because it was a little before my time, but Iron Man.
Robert Downey Jr.
Yeah. How he went through a really rough time. I only know him as Iron Man, so I didn't know he had such a history.
That might be the ultimate. Like, if you were going to put together, like, a top list, I think there's no argument at number one. This guy was found naked in random people's apartments playing, like, he was, like, a mess. Like, I think a lot of people just assumed at some point we're going to have the news story of him passing away because he was hopped up on drugs. He was making bad life choices. But you're right. A whole generation just knows him as an incredible actor, Iron Man.
I got one. Brendan Fraser.
Ooh.
Because he did all the, like, dumb, like, you know, George of the Jungles and everything like that. But then he went through all the stuff that he went through. And then he came back and he's been doing the stuff with, like, the whale.
Oh,
and
yeah.
That was, like, amazing. He's an amazing actor. Oh, I love him.
That's a good point. Because, yeah, he was on top of the world for a minute. Yeah. And then people were just like, nah, he's kind of trash.
Yeah.
And now he's considered to be one of the best actors again.
For sure.
That's awesome. I got great news for everybody who loves pickles.
Oh, yeah.
Oh!
Burger King just made news. And to me, this is bigger than Mike Tyson's fight. This is bigger than Pamela Anderson being a respected actress. They just introduced pickle fries. In celebration of yesterday was being National Pickle Day. They're pickle spears. They're battered. They're breaded. They have savory seasoning. And they're also served, Danny, Hidden Valley Ranch for dipping.
Let's go.
Now, I'm just assuming that these are dill pickles and that there's not an option for sweet pickles because sweet pickles are trash.
No,
because
you don't need to add anything to a sweet pickle to make them better like you do up to dill pickles.
No, you just throw them straight in the trash. Exactly.
Well, if this pickles your fancy.
Oh, no.
They are available for a limited time while supplies last.
Maybe I'll finally eat my first Whopper with a side of pickle fries.
They also have like the Whopper, because they also do the fried pickle ranch Whopper.
Ooh.
So you could get that. You know, they're doing that. I don't know if you know this, but they're doing like $1 million. I know too much about Whoppers. They're doing the $1 million Whopper contest right now.
What is that?
It's like people could come up with their own concoctions for a Whopper. And one of the way that they like kind of like started it all off was with the pickle ranch Whopper. They're also giving away like $1 million Whoppers.
Why
not?
Why do you know this, though?
Because the Whopper is the goat of fast food burgers.
And you can't even eat it now. It's really sad for you.
No, you can eat the Impossible one.
Okay.
It's not as good. As a guy who's had both, it's not as good, but it's good enough to just kind of satiate that Whopper need.
Let's keep talking about food here. There is a recent survey that revealed mashed potatoes remain the most popular Thanksgiving side dish in the United States, topping the list in 19 states.
Oh, here we go.
Stuffing follows closely, winning the most votes in 16 states, including New York and Washington.
Stuffing.
Now, this one's always weird to me.
I don't know why I got so...
Stuffing! Mac and cheese?
There's better sides than stuffing.
Do you consider mac and cheese a Thanksgiving side?
Yes. No.
See, I don't either. And it's on the list, too.
Now don't get it twisted up. Like, I'm like, if I showed up to a place and they had mac and cheese at the Thanksgiving, I wouldn't be like, get this out of here, and throw it out the window. I'd be like, that's freaking awesome. I never thought of having mac and cheese at a Thanksgiving.
What do you mean you never thought? You don't have it every year?
We don't.
What is wrong with you people?
It's the third...
I don't need that kind of judgment from across the hall.
It's very
third
judgment.
Place in the Thanksgiving side dish competition, and it's very popular in North Carolina, Florida, and Texas. And then Oregon, where I will be today, later today, the most popular dish there is also mashed potatoes.
Oh, so they're at the top spot.
Yeah.
What would be your number one?
Honestly, I love stuffing so much. I could get down with stuffing. It does not have to be Thanksgiving. I love stuffing. You know what the best thing is, too? Take your leftover stuffing, put it in a waffle iron, and waffle it.
Are you okay?
No. And then if you make two waffles of the stuffing, then you can put your sandwich, your turkey sandwich, inside of the waffles.
I love this so much.
I'm Danny. I'm so excited.
I'm so excited for Thanksgiving. And these two are not. Well, I guess Steve is. But Sarah just hates
Thanksgiving. I love Thanksgiving.
Well, I know, but you don't like the food.
No, I do love the food.
You do. You've contended for many years that you don't like turkey.
Turkey's okay. Turkey's better as a sandwich the next day with some salt and pepper and in bread, or maybe in a waffle thing that you're having a happy moment to.
Yes.
Like, tell us more there, Taryn.
Yeah, Daddy, let's go.
Okay, cool. Thank you. Appreciate it.
It's all trash.
No. I mean, candy yams, number one.
No. Least.
When I look at candy yams, all I have to say is,
yeah, Daddy, let's go. That's your number one? I'm shocked by that.
That's at the top. Everything else is so far below it.
Wow. See, I also like the green bean casserole. That's way up there for me, too.
Try Brussels sprout casserole.
What?
It's even better.
In. Why?
Yes.
Yeah. This is what Danny thinks about it. I want to hang out with Danny at Thanksgiving because he's way more exciting than you guys. Yeah, Daddy, let's go. No,
Daddy, not Danny.
Yeah.
Rockaholics, we need a worthy contender. Someone brave who can take down Steve Miggs today. It's been very frustrating watching him win so much. He's got 326 wins, 95 losses, 55 ties in 2024. 206-803-ROCK. We will play Beat Miggs at 850.
The Daily Miggs Show. It's better over here.
AT&T customers, switching to T-Mobile has never been easier. We'll pay off your existing phone and give you a new one free, all on America's largest 5G network. Visit T-Mobile.com/carrierfreedom to switch today.
Pay off up to $650 via virtual prepaid MasterCard in 15 days. Free phone up to $830 via 24 monthly bill credits plus tax. Qualifying port-in trade-in service on Go5G Next and credit required. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance and required finance agreement is due.